Before you go, we would like to pray for the children. Father, we want to thank you for these wonderful children that you give to us. Will you bless the children? And will you bless them at the Sunday school? That we may bring our children to be close to you, that you may give the people wisdom, and that they may be able to show who you are. Amen. We are going to do the offering after the message of the mission group. Today we are going to celebrate the Lord's Supper, and that's very important. What do we celebrate in the Lord's Supper? Well, in the Old Testament we know the story about Egypt, and after 400 years of slavery in Egypt, some people from God, some punishment from God came over the people of Egypt, and they get the choice: if you want to stay with me, if you want me to be with you, then you need to put blood on the doorposts of the doors in your house. The blood of the lamb that they offered saved them from the angel of death, who went out that night and killed all the firstborn children. What an eye hasn't seen and what an ear hasn't heard, God has prepared for us. And what has God prepared for us? Jesus, at the end of his life, he was walking around, and the evil one thought he is broken, he is quiet, and he died. And how powerful is God's Spirit that he was raised from the dead. Everything, all your weakness, all your doubt, he took it away. Jesus is powerful, and his work is powerful, and he protects us against God's anger for the things that we have done wrong. Jesus does so much more than protect us. He also forgives our sins. He doesn't want to count our sins. And we are reunited with God, and we can have contact, and we can have a relationship. And that you can say Dad to your Father in heaven. But also all the abuse, everything that Jesus went through is for our healing. Being raised from the dead, that he was stood up from the dead, like we said, he is going to return to us. That is our hope, and our hope is that he returns and that we have eternal life without pain, without sadness, with only happiness, because he, God the Father, wants to live with us, with you, and you, and me. He wants to live with us, and he does it now in his Spirit, like us sitting here. That's God's Spirit that is here. I would like to have a moment of silence so that you can say to the Lord that you can take some time with the Lord, and you may talk about your sins, and you may confess them. And may do that quietly, you may do that out loud, and you know God is faithful and He forgives us. Change it, make it right, and live. For this is what we are called to. We are to be an example so that we will follow His footsteps. He has not sinned, and in His mouth there was no deceit. They never found that. And when people scolded Him, He didn't scold back. And He didn't threaten others. But He is from God the Father, who is righteous. He carried our sins in His body so that we may be freed from death and that we may live as righteous, because you were as a lost sheep, but now you have returned to your shepherd. That's what Peter says about his Jesus. And if you think and know that God is the same in the past, today, and in the future, He doesn't change, then you should look at that and read it. But not only Isaiah told us this, but also David in Psalm 103, where he says, "Praise the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of my sins." He has forgiven all your sins. He has healed all your diseases. He has redeemed your life from the pit. And He has crowned you with righteousness. And you will be filled with goodness. And you will be renewed and have the energy of an eagle. When you read this, you want to read it again. It's quite black and white, really. But Psalm 103 is really what Jesus did on the cross. He healed us from all our diseases, and He has freed us from the evil one and crowned us. And He fills our mouth with good things and renews our strength like that of an eagle. That's how we may be in Jesus Christ.
جان من در انتظار اوست. امیدم بر سلام اوست.